We are so excited to have another conversation here at AASA. I am here with Dr. Jeremy Owa, and he is going to tell us a little bit about his district and all the wonderful things they're doing around literacy. So
it's great to be here with you. Superintendent of Schools for Jacksonville North Pulaski School District. It's a small school district, suburb of Little Rock, Arkansas. And so it's about 15 miles northeast of Little Rock. And so we have about 4,500 students in our school district. So a nice size school district.
I love it. Now, tell us a little bit about the demographics of your district.
So we, and ironically, we are under a desegregation court order. And so we actually look at our demographics as Black, non-Black. And so we're about 65% Black and about 35% non-Black.
That's fascinating. You were telling me a little bit about the fact that your work and all of the expertise that you have is around literacy. That is my jam. That is really where I am. So I would love to hear what your district is doing around literacy to help accelerate reading achievement.
So this is my third year of superintendency, and actually my second time in the district. We're a new school district. We were carved out of an existing school district. And when I was there the first time, I was assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction. And we were really looking at what we can do to really impact our young people's literacy skills and capacity. And so we started the groundwork there of hiring reading specialists and just partnering with community organizations like Our Kids Read. So, and they helped us during the summer to extend those literacy opportunities for our young people. So fast forward, when I came back, I met with my curriculum instruction team, and we all decided, we started to host these guiding coalitions at our district level, and looking at the data, looking at the supports and resources that we were providing our schools, and start brainstorming what we could do more. And what we realized is that our people, our staff members, were really working hard during the school day. But we knew that to really make an impact on our young people's literacy skills, it's going to be have to extend beyond the school day. And so we launched an initiative called Jacksonville Reads. And so we partnered with local businesses, community partners. We created creative ways, innovative ways of putting literacy in every aspect of our young people's lives. And so we put book libraries in the local banks. And so even our local printing company created stories and coloring books so that they could just give those out to young people as well. But in fact, just Tuesday night of this week, we hosted our annual community literacy night, where all of our schools, local businesses, Chamber of Commerce, our local banks, they came out and really pushed how important literacy is in our young people. Then we took a step. That was 2 years ago. We took a step further this year and said, well, what could we do more? And we started launching adult literacy classes. We started with our ESOL parents because we felt like if our parents were not equipped to be able to assist our young people when they're at home, then our young people are not getting those additional support services. So we launched that. We had a waiting list, so we expanded that program. And then we realized it goes beyond our ESOL students. And so we opened it up to just a general adult literacy program. And so we launched that this year to increase the literacy capacity of our adults so that they can also support their young people when they're at home.
And what that just gives me chills, because really, when I was in the classroom, one of the biggest concerns parents had was, I can't read that well. Right. I don't know how to support them. But when you give them the skills and you give them the tools and the strategies, they're more than willing to do it. They want to do it.
And that's what we see. We see parents are more engaged. At first, we thought parents may be hesitant, kind of prideful, you know, kind of ashamed that they may need help. That was not the case. Once we offered it, they were there. And it's during the evening time, like at least 2 hours every other night during the weekday. They're there. They're learning. And we're seeing major impact.
Wow, that is beautiful.
Thank you.
That is awesome. So what are some of the successes with all of the strategies, all of the programs that you've put in place? What are some of the successes? What are you seeing as a result of these programs?
Well, initially, you know, and for me, success looks, it's just not quantitative. It's just
Absolutely.
Not the numbers on assessments,
Absolutely.
But the qualitative, the excitement we see with, for example, the community literacy night we just held 2 nights ago, the excitement that our parents had to come out,
yeah.
Getting books, they were able to learn different techniques, and the kids were excited. And so for me, as a former English teacher,
right.
that definitely made me smile and made me happy that we had young people who were excited about reading.
Right.
And that's
right.
what we want to do.
Exactly.
You know, not just in school, but we want them excited about reading and learning outside the school
Everywhere,
day.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. At home, in the barbershop,
like
you said. You know, yeah. wherever they go, getting excited, you know, looking at words, decoding them on the...
Exactly.
That's beautiful. That's
exactly.
exciting. Go on.
No, I was just going to say, like, for instance, my barber, he was so excited to partner with us, and every time I go and to get my haircut, he was like, so can the students take the books with them? I said, let them take them. Let them take them and we'll restock them, because our goal is to build personal libraries at home for our
Man,
young people.
That is beautiful. So have you noticed any challenges? Like what hurdles or what gaps are you still trying to overcome?
This episode is brought to you by Just Right Reader. From pre-emergent through developing readers, Just Right Reader supports every student's full journey to confident, independent reading in English and Spanish. Following a rigorous phonics progression, Just Right Reader decodables provide the structured phonics practice in English or Spanish that leads to reading success. To learn more, visit justrightreader.com.
Just getting our... the work that we've been doing to translate over into the summative assessments. You know,
okay,
we have these
okay.
state assessments, and our students are taking these online assessments. And so even though the passion, the love for reading is increasing,
right.
we just haven't seen that transpire on those assessments.
Right, right.
And that's what the community sees.
That's what they want.
Yeah, that's what they want, and that's
right.
what they want to see. Even though we know... as their educators, as their leaders, we see the growth in our
right.
kids. We see the hard work that our teachers are doing. But when it comes to those assessments, and what I explain to our community, some people are just not test takers. They have test anxiety. And so there are so many other factors. And I remind them, we're not producing machines. We are impacting young people. And so we just can't expect major growth over you know, a short period of time. And so that's kind of the challenge that we're dealing with now, is just having our community members to stay the course
right.
and see that the growth is coming.
Right. And what you're doing also by demonstrating with the community and getting that involvement, you're making the work have face.
Right.
Right. You're putting face to the work so that they're seeing, okay, there's work happening. Now we've got to watch and see what's going to happen. So I think
yeah.
that's fantastic.
That's very true. And for our young people, they see that the learning just doesn't take place when they're with us for 7-8 hours during the day. That learning continues
Absolutely.
Even beyond the classroom.
And we're all a community.
We're all a community. It's a community effort.
Yeah. Exactly. So if I, you know, we talk all the time about what we can do to increase ... right? And there's so much information coming at us all the time. If I take away from you two pieces of advice that superintendents and school leaders can do to really move the needle, what would you give them as the advice to really make change in their areas?
If you really want to impact young people, take the time to read to them. And then to listen to them mm-hmm. as they read to you. I mean, that will pay dividends. I mean, that's priceless, because so many times we think that it's such a arduous or tedious task to work on literacy skills. And it's just as easy as sitting down and reading to a young person, or having that young person read to you on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
And you think about so much time. So a lot of times our young people have so much downtime. For example, in the barbershop, hence one of the reasons we want to do that. While they're waiting, they could be reading a book. And so
absolutely,
take advantage of those opportunities of reading and not force our young people to read things that we want them to read.
Right.
Take time to listen to them and see what they're passionate about, and then invest in those types of texts for them to read.
Beautiful. Well, listen, this has been perfect. This has been awesome.
Thank you
so much for taking the time to sit down and just share what you're doing, share your expertise, because together we're going to continue to move the needle, and all of the advice and the working together is going to bring it all together. So thank you so much
for your time.
Thank you for having me.
I enjoyed it.
All right. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. If you found this conversation valuable, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. We will see you next time on Science of Reading Leadership, Guiding Minds, Transforming Lives.